This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we continue with the series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick presses on and shows us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a hands-on resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's called the Building My Life on Values That Last Guided Experience Book. And you can take a quick look right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Developing Self-Control.
Anything that is left uncontrolled in your life, even good things, even things that God created, will eventually destroy you. So tonight in our series, as we look at building values, building our lives on values that last, we're going to look at self-control. And if you'll take out your outline, this is not exactly a quality that a lot of people want to talk about today. We're not really into discipline. We're into whatever feels good, do. Whatever you like to do, do. If it feels good, do it. If you don't feel like doing it, don't worry about it. And if I had put out a big billboard and said, folks, come tonight and hear about self-discipline. Some of you said, let's stay home and watch whatever's on tonight. Because it's not exactly an area that people want to talk about. One article recently on the baby boom generation talked about the temper tantrum of a generation comes home to roost. Now, what are they talking about? Well, tonight I want to talk specifically and look at what God has to say about one particular area of self-control, and that is controlling your anger. Because this is an area that all of us have to deal with in one way or the other. Because anger is not just for those, self-control is not just for those who blow up, it's also for those who clam up. You see, most people are one of two in life. They're either a skunk or a turtle, okay? And when a skunk gets in trouble, he stinks the place up, okay? And he just lets her rip, and boy, everybody knows when the skunk's upset, okay? On the other hand, the turtle pulls themselves into the shell. They hide, they cower down, and they don't blow up, they clam up. Now, what I have noticed is that skunks usually marry turtles. Isn't this true? That one of you tends to really just kind of let it all hang out when you get angry, and the other one tends to withdraw and be a little bit more reserved. Both of those are inappropriate forms of anger. And so we both, skunks and turtles, need to learn how to deal with how we feel, how to handle our emotions so that we're not overwhelmed by them. We're going to look at that tonight. Our society, it's very obvious that we don't know how to handle anger because violence is on the increase, crime is on the increase, profanity is on the increase. I could spend 10, 15 minutes here talking about statistics that you all know about, that half of all murders actually occur between family members. That 342 children are arrested for violent crimes every day. 14 children are murdered every day. And people are getting angry about little things. It seems like as the frustration level rises, so does the anger. I read this week about a guy, a cop, who said, this is the craziest motive I've ever heard, where a guy shot another guy, a busboy shot another guy in a restaurant because the guy didn't know how to put the silverware into the dishwasher. Those kind of things are happening all around us, and we're hearing more and more bizarre forms of violent behavior. Where's all that coming from? I think it's coming from the fact that we live in a real fast-paced society. We're in a hectic kind of urban world where people get stressed out because we're always on the go, and trying to burn the candle at both ends. I think the frustration of there are a lot more irresponsible people in society today, and you have to deal with people who won't do their part. And that's frustrating, and that creates anger. I think the fact that our media saturates us with all kinds of violent behavior that's bound to affect us. So tonight what we're going to look at is what does God say about how to control it? Because anger is not evil in itself. Anger is not a sin. God gets angry, so obviously it's not a sin. The Bible says that Jesus got angry. It's how you express your anger. And when God made you, he wired you up in such a way that you could get angry. God gave you the capacity to get angry. Now, if you don't learn how to use it wisely, it'll destroy you. But if you use it in the correct way, managed anger actually becomes an asset. There are some things in life that the only proper response is to get angry. When you see somebody taken advantage of, when you see an injustice, if my children were hurt by someone, believe me, anger is an appropriate response. If I don't get angry in some situations, it means I don't care. It means I'm apathetic. It means I don't really love anybody. So I'm not saying today that God says get rid of all anger. What I am saying is that God says you need to learn to manage it. And in the book of Proverbs, God gives us 7 specific suggestions or steps or keys or secrets. And let's get right into it. Number one, he says if you're going to learn to control your anger, the first thing you've got to do is resolve to control it. Resolve to control it. That means quit saying you can't control it and start realizing you can. You know, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you stop making excuses and you start accepting responsibility for your reactions. Now look at these verses. First, Proverbs 29:11. Let's read this aloud together. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. Now I want you to circle the word keeps, because that is an act of the will. It's something that you choose to do. And if you don't get anything else I say tonight, get this. Anger is a choice. Just like every other emotion, anger is a choice. When I worry, that's my choice. When I get depressed, that's my choice. I don't have to be. When I get discouraged, I'm choosing to be discouraged. When I'm happy, I'm choosing to be happy. And when I'm angry, I am choosing to be angry. Now, we don't like to admit this, but we have a lot more control over our anger than we want to admit. For instance, have you ever been in a fight with a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife or your children? And, you know, you're really in fighting words and you're pretty loud and voracious and, you know, the temperature's rising and words are being shot back and forth. And all of a sudden the telephone rings and you pick up. You've been talking like this and you're real angry. And all of a sudden you pick up the phone. Hello? Oh, yes, he's here. It's for you, honey. Now, what just happened? You chose to control your anger. Why? Because at that point, there was an appropriate time that you felt, I don't want to show this. And so you do have more control over your anger than you think you do. That's why the Bible says that we resolve to control it. Now, resolve simply means to decide in advance. And this is the first key. If you're serious about learning how to use anger rather than abuse it, you got to start in advance. It happens before you hit the boiling point. You have to make some preparation. You have to do some planning. You have to develop some strategies and procedures, which we're going to look at tonight. And you have to do it in advance of the crisis. That's what it means to resolve, to decide in advance that I'm going to control my anger with God's help. Now, why would I do that? Because number two, because I need to realize the cost. If I realize that all anger has a price tag, I'm more likely to control it. When I realize the cost of uncontrolled anger, then I'm less likely to give in to it. Now, the Bible's very specific about the cost of uncontrolled anger. Look at these, Proverbs 29:22. Read it with me. A hot-tempered man gets into all kinds of trouble. Would any of you like to stand up and give a testimony about this verse? Okay? Now, let's the Bible's word, the true word of God, whether you believe it or not, but let's just vote on these. How about this? Hot tempers cause mistakes. How many of you agree with that one? All right? How about this one? Hot tempers cause arguments. Anger causes mistakes. Yeah? How about this one? The Bible says, people with hot tempers do foolish things. Sure. You ever seen somebody really mad do something absolutely stupid, make a fool of themselves? Well, we do. And there are all kinds of costs involved. You're never going to get to the top if you keep blowing yours. Now, in Proverbs 11, verse 29, notice it says, the fool who provokes his family to anger and resentment will finally have nothing worthwhile left. Now, here's what the Bible's saying. You always lose when you lose your temper. You always lose when you lose your temper. You may lose your reputation. You may lose your children. You may lose the love of your husband or your wife. You may lose your job. But when you let anger go uncontrolled in your life, you always, always lose. There is a price tag. And honestly, it's not worth it. The Bible says you can even lose your own family and finally have nothing worthwhile left. You know, as parents, we're often tempted to use anger to motivate. Why? Because it works in the short term. And when you say, I want you to get up right now and get upstairs and do this, this, and this, and you're getting very angry, yeah, well, you might put the fear of God in them or the fear of you in them, and they short-term obedience. But in the long term, you're going to lose. Because anger always causes us to lose. And the end result of anger is alienation. And you alienate the very people that you love the most. And the ultimate result of anger is more anger back, and finally just apathy. I don't care. They're always unpleasable. I can't please them at all. I give up. Anger, apathy, alienation. That's the result of anger. Now, number three, if I realize the cost and I resolve to control it, now we get to some practical steps. Number three, I must restrain my mouth. I must restrain my mouth. In other words, I got to think before I speak, because inevitably, anger control is mouth control. Now, Proverbs 21:23 says in the New Living Translation, well, let's read it aloud together with great enthusiasm, okay? If you keep your mouth shut, you will stay out of trouble. That would be a great memory verse this week. Have you noticed that you cannot put your foot in your mouth when it's closed? The Bible says that even a fool is considered wise if he says nothing. And so, keep your mouth shut and you'll stay out of trouble. God says anger is largely a matter of mouth control. Now, the problem is we like to talk. And the more we talk, the more likely we are to say the wrong thing. For instance, you will have about 30 conversations a day. You'll spend 1/5 of your life talking. In 1 year, you will speak enough words to fill 53 1,000-page books. The average man speaks 20,000 words a day. The average woman? Now, you think I'm setting you up here, don't you? The average woman speaks 30,000 words a day. Now, that man, let me explain this. Those of you who are husbands, this is why both of you can go to work. You come home, you're dead tired. She still has a 10,000-word surplus. Okay? And she needs to express that to you. You know, one guy said, do you resent it when your wife has the last word? He said, no, I'm just glad when she gets to it. So I think I better not stay on this point very long. Maybe we're just moving right along. I like this poem that said, a wise old owl sat in an oak, and the more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Let's try to be more like that bird. You need to restrain your mouth. Why? Well, James tells us why. In the book of James, we have a formula. The Bible says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Now listen, this is a formula. If you do the first two, the third one is inevitable. If you are quick to speak, no. If you are slow to speak, and you are quick to listen, then you are inevitably going to be slow to anger. On the other hand, if you are slow to listen and quick to speak, you're going to be quick to anger. The Bible says it starts with restraining my mouth. If I can control my mouth, now the Bible says nobody can control their mouth on their own power. It takes God's power to do this, because that's the ultimate form of emotional maturity, the ability to control your mouth. But to do that, you need to understand that some of the things you've been taught about anger just aren't true. For instance, one of the myths about anger is that everybody kind of has this reservoir, maybe like a bucket of anger. And then when that bucket gets filled up, you need to pour it out. And once it's poured out, then you'll feel a whole lot better and you'll be peaceful again. That's not true. You see, people think, well, if I have this bucket of anger, it just gets filled to brim. If I hold it in, well, it's terrible. What I need to do is just spew it all out on everybody, and then it's empty. The problem is, you don't have a bucket of anger in your heart. You have a factory. You have a factory. That's what God says. And study after study after study shows that releasing anger only creates more anger. That aggression, being aggressive, actually creates more aggression. And being loud and angry creates more anger back at you, which only creates it more. It does not relieve. It does not reduce. In fact, it multiplies. Because you don't have just a bucket of anger. You got a whole lot more than that. You have an ability to keep producing it. And so the Bible says, learn to restrain your mouth. Number four, I need to reflect before reacting. Reflect before reacting. And the Bible says this in Proverbs 29, verse 11. He says, think before you speak. Don't respond impulsively. Let's read this verse together. A stupid man gives free rein to his anger, but a wise man waits and lets it grow cool. Circle the word waits. A wise man waits and lets it grow cool. Now, I like this because did you know that cool it is a biblical term? Okay? God says, cool it. In fact, long before there were baby busters, God was saying, when you get angry, chill. Okay? Chill out. Just cool down. Calm down. Because that's the way you deal with it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today. But first, today, so many people are confused about what they're meant to be and what they're supposed to do with their lives. That's because they're looking in the wrong places and living by values that are at odds with God's values. That's why Pastor Rick Warren has put together a new resource that will help you develop and apply God's values in your life. It's called Building Your Life on Values That Last. This vegan leather-bound, full-color, beautifully illustrated guided study will reveal what God has to say about responsibility, trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. And it will show you practical ways to make the changes you need to get back on track. And here's the best news. You don't have to do this in your own strength. God will guide you every step along the way. It's filled with biblical truths, practical lessons, application exercises, and lots of space to write down your responses to what God is teaching you. This comprehensive study tool will help you go deeper as you follow Jesus. And it's yours when you support Daily Hope financially. Go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Did you know that you can listen to Daily Hope every day through our podcast? Many of our listeners say they make this part of their quiet time each day. You can actually download the podcast at PastorRick.com. And then you could listen on the go whenever it's convenient for you. For instance, Debbie, one of our listeners, says that she listens on her lunch break. Here's what she wrote. Hey, Pastor Rick, your podcast is the perfect way to just relax from a busy job, and it refreshes, it fills my heart with hope and energy. Helps me be a light for Jesus in what is sometimes a stressful and tiring day. Debbie continues in the note she wrote, I recently came out of a 2-year period of depression and chronic stress brought on by my mother's passing. I'm sorry, Debbie. And she said it took a long time to rebuild my confidence and hope and
to restore my daily connection with God. But the format of the Daily Hope podcast is just perfect in that it's 25 minutes of godly, practical, biblical teaching that I can absorb. Now, having it available online for free, she says, has been such a blessing. It's made such a significant impact on my personal healing. And so I'm happily sending money to support this podcast because I know it's a good soul and spirit food for anybody who listens to it. Bless you, and thank you for teaching me how God works through the pain that life sometimes brings. You remain a spiritual lighthouse to me. Well, Debbie, I know that God's going to continue to help you grow, help you learn, and I'm blessed that He's using Daily Hope Podcast to do that in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And thanks to all of you for supporting Daily Hope. Your financial gifts make it possible for us to tell people around the world that there's hope in Jesus. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. And I pray that you'll receive God's blessings because I know that even when you can't see them, God is pouring His blessings into your life.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.